Josh, is there a legitimate shot that you could work through the week and be ready?
That's the plan. I'm gonna work through the week and practice and see how it goes. I'm looking forward to practicing though, taking the next step.
Josh, have you thrown? Have you tested everything to make sure everything's functioning?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, just walk out to practice and not have done something. So we're working towards that, and so look forward to being out there this week and getting to practice. It's gonna be good.
It's a quick comeback from a broken collarbone.
I don't have the list of, you know, broken collarbone history in front of me, but I mean, I think it's credit to the trainers to be able to, you know, to move along and you know, we work, you know, tirelessly to try to get, you know, get ourselves healthy, not just myself, but every guy that's dealing with something. So just glad to be able to take the next step, you know, and go out and practice. It's going to be good.
Is there a sense that you want to help so much as far as the team is concerned that you really want to accelerate this?
Absolutely. I mean, I think any time you find yourself in a situation like our team is, where you know it's gone this way and you're 0-5, I think it's all hands on deck, and you gotta want to help, and you turn our tape on. You know, we watch tape from yesterday, and you watch the effort that guys put forth and the way they're battling, and you want to be a part of it. You want to do what you can to help that, and obviously the situations too with watching Cody go out and fight the way he did, and then Charlie come in, and so you just want to be able to help as much as you can. Those guys did a great job.
This sounds like an obvious question, but I'll ask it anyway. But the fact that your injury was to your left shoulder, does that accelerate your return time from a normal fractured collarbone?
Well, I think it obviously helps it because it's not on your throwing side. But you know, anytime you're dealing with, you know, with sprains and bones and things like that, I mean, it just takes time. But I do think, yeah, you know, it helps that it's not on the throwing side for sure.
Is there any hurdle you need to clear during the practice week in order to be given the go ahead for Sunday?
It's more up to, you know, the team docs and stuff like that. But you know, like I said, we're taking the next step and practicing. I think that's, you know, what we're most excited about. And then we'll see as the week goes how that leaves us.
Did you just chalk a lot of this up to bad luck for you guys? I mean, we talked about this rash of injuries that's gone on here for 2 years.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I think, for us in this kind of the first year of Coach Jackson's time here, and so when you're starting something up, in order to have, I think, the early success, you have to have a lot of breaks go your way, you know, and certainly you have to stay healthy. That's part of it in this league, but as you build a team and as you grow as a team, you hope that you can, you know, the, as you mature as a team, you can weather those. But that being said, I mean, we all walk around in this locker room and look at, you know, the plays that we should have and could have made that would have made a difference, and it would certainly make a difference in our record. And so that's the standard that Coach Jackson's holding us to, and that's the standard that we hold ourselves to, and demanding more out of ourselves. So there's been some things that's unfortunate, but that happens around the league, you know, and you got to find a way to pull yourself out of it. And that's the message that Coach Jackson has sent to us, and we're following that lead. And he's done an outstanding job of leading us through that. But it's never been – it's not something we talk about or dwell on. Next man gets up and we go and we play, and that's how it should be.
Josh, when you were in there last year and even the one game, you made a lot of plays with Barnett vertically. Mm-hmm. And Whitehurst comes in there and made one and touched on the hammer of a vertical. Do veterans just look for the tight ends more than a rookie quarterback?
I don't know. I don't think that's necessarily the case. But I do think experience allows you to appreciate what a tight end can bring you. Maybe the space and ability to put the ball in different spots with the tight end, because you just I think as you, you know, as you grow as a player and as a young player, as you grow and you watch those guys make those plays over and over again in the tight spots, you realize the value of their size. And so I do think, you know, for Charlie and myself, it, it does help just because we've been around. We've seen other guys, whether it's, you know, Charlie's time in San Diego with Phil and watching Antonio. Like, you watch other guys do it and how they play with a tight end, and it gives you value as a player and confidence to do the same thing. So,
Brady kind of had that knack too.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously, you know, obviously Tom's shown his ability to flourish with a number of guys.
After the game, you and him had words at midfield. I was wondering.
Just, you know, wish each other the best and all that. So,
did he say, like, you got three more years at least than you?
No, but I mean, I think we, obviously, there's from my end, you know, a huge respect for what he's been able to do. All of us respect, you know, his success he's had, but just at his age. And I guess there's not very many guys, you know, kind of left for me to look up to, so to speak, because you're kind of the older, you know, but guys that are ahead of me or are older than me. And so so to have him still doing it and still playing at a high level is certainly encouraging, to say the least. And it's just, it's always, you know, you can gain a lot just by watching that guy and watching how he works and how he plays the game.
Josh, can you talk about the development that you've seen in Cody over these 3 games?
Yeah, I'm just really proud of him. Just his process, the way he's developed his process, and we talk about it all the time, and that's so key for these young guys. You know, what is your Monday through Friday going to look like? What's your Saturday routine going to look like? And he's constantly honing that process and perfecting that. And I think when you do that, on Sunday you have a chance to play good, sound football. And Cody's done that. And he's got, you know, obviously tons of room to improve because he's such a young player. You know, early on, just impressed with what he's done and his poise and the way he's working. And just proud of, you know, being thrust into a tough situation where, you know, the two guys in front of you go down in the first 2 weeks. And I think he's handled himself really well. And, you know, just look forward to continue to watch him grow and compete. But it's fun to have around. And it's fun to come into a locker room and get to work with a guy like a quarterback room, get to work with a kid like that, because he wants to learn so much, you know, and he's just always asking the right questions. So, you know, that's not my decision to make, so I leave that to the decision makers. But I think everybody that that sits in a chair in this locker room, you want the potential to you know, be able to do for that franchise what they, you know, what everybody hopes they can do. So, he's going to keep his process, keep doing what he's been doing, and that's going to give him the best chance for that to happen moving forward. But I think if you have a guy that's in a room, especially at that position, that doesn't have that mindset, that doesn't want to be that type of player, then you probably have the wrong guy. And I know from Cody's aspect and you know, just the way he's wired, he's fighting for that. And so and you see that in his work ethic and the way he goes about it.
Just to be sure I got this right, is it realistic that you will play on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to practice Wednesday, and, you know, that's the next step to this thing. So we'll see how it plays out. But I'm looking forward to that part of it. And like I said, again, when you're kind of going through what we're going through, just to be out there on the practice field and to get back, you know, moving around like that is going to be exciting for me. And then, you know, we'll see where it goes. But I'm looking forward to helping any way I can and getting back out there with the guys.
Would you expect to go back to starting?
I expect to go back and play wherever they, you know, want me to play. So, and when they want me to play. So that's my expectation. But you know, the bigger focus for me right now is just getting to point in a place where I feel healthy and can go back and do the things they need me to do, you know, when they ask me to. And so, like I said, we'll find that out, you know, Wednesday.
I know how hard it was for you to sit, but did you really think you had a chance to play the week after you got hurt?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just, you want to play, or I don't. I want to play, you know, anytime they give us an opportunity to, you know. And so, but there's obviously things that happen. So you're kind of optimistic, and then reality of, you know, what's taking place, you know, sets in. So, and we have obviously, you know, team doctors and trainers that have their positions for a reason, and so they help us to be able to make the best decisions for ourselves and for the team, and that's what it's all about. So again, every guy in here, they get hurt. I think everybody wants to play. That's why we're, you know, in this business, and so certainly want to be out there, but obviously sometimes you go through things where your body says otherwise.
You know, we saw what happened with Romo last year. Are you assured that there's no higher risk of re-injury at this point than it was before it was hurt in the first place?
Well, again, we'll go through practice this week and assess those things. And I trust what the team docs and trainers are going to, you know, the information they're going to provide me as far as moving forward for us to make the best decision possible. So, obviously, those, you know, there's injuries part of this game. And so just finding that balance of you know, what's the right way to approach it. But once I go out there Wednesday, once I get back out there, that won't be in my mind. It's about playing and doing what we can to get our first win.
Did your family give you a heads up they were going to be celebrating your career on Jersey Day?
I mean, I kind of had a heads up. My daughter shot me a text and just said, she said, hey, it's Jersey Day. My friends said, we're going to wear some of these jerseys that are all right with you. And I said, absolutely. And I kind of made the joke, you know, I hope you have enough friends, you know, kind of joking. and so, you know, they went ahead and did it, went to class. And then we were sitting at dinner. They flew up here Friday night or Friday afternoon, and we were sitting at dinner Friday night at Burntwood and Cracker Park, and we were talking. And they said, we were talking about tweeting it, and some people in the room suggested I should tweet it maybe. And so I was talking to them about it, and I'm not, you know, a huge presence on Twitter by any stretch. But my daughter was like, yeah, you know, it'd be cool. And so we kind of talked about it, and she kind of formulated, you know, what we should say, and then, you know, they sent it out. So it's kind of how it happened.